Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good evening. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's still February 1st, 2016. It's 11:30 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States. I'm coming to you from Central West Virginia. Speaking to you tonight out of the Book of Lamentations. Extension of the prophet Jeremiah, who wept and cried and wailed over a nation ready to go into captivity. The Bible declared when Noah was building the ark, the Word of God says that He said, "My spirit will always strive with man." And when the floods came, the Word of God says they do not until the floods came and took them away. Unaware of what was going on around and about them, Jeremiah weeping over a nation. Tonight we want to make some parallels. In Isaiah 1:7, the Word of God says, "Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." Book of Lamentations, chapter 5. Jeremiah praying, "Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach." Back in Lamentations chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, we have seven reasons for judgment on a nation. Israel had fell into deep idolatry. Deep idolatry. There was the sins of their prophets, the iniquity of their priests or their pastors, leaders in the house of God, the one who was given the responsibility to preach the uncompromising word of God, but yet went about to establish their own righteousness, pleasing the people rather than pleasing God. The Bible declares that even in these days that many will have itching ears, would rather hear a lie and be comforted than the truth and be stirred. The shedding of innocent blood. There'd been a nation who had come over to sacrifice their children to the god of Molech, this bull-type, pot-bellied idol with fire in his belly, where they would literally cast their children into the fire to this god, quote unquote. Those who shed innocent blood, the Word of God says that God will judge. So in America, 70 million babies have died, and make no mistake about it, God will judge America for that. Spiritual blindness and darkness, 2 Corinthians 4:4, "For the God of this world has been blinded, deceiving and being deceived, believing a lie." And the Word of God says they shall be damned, defiling themselves with blood, their uncleanliness, and trusting in the heathen instead of God. Jeremiah 23:1 says, "Woe be unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." The spiritual responsibility of a nation lies at the threshold of the church. The church is responsible to declare from their pulpits the truth of an almighty God, not once regarding what man has to say about it, not once regarding to give man pleasure for what they say, or to accommodate men, but to speak what thus saith the Lord. But for the most part, the church in America has become self-serving, self-satisfied, as John was showed in the book of Revelation, the church at Laodicea, who was said they have need of nothing, but Jesus said, "You're blind and you're poor and you're naked." He says, "Let me put some eye salve on your eyes that you might have your eyes open, unless I come unto you and remove the candlestick," which is a type of judgment. But judgment begins at the house of God. So the responsibility of the church is to go into the world and preach the gospel, and that's even in their own nation. "Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." And we said there were seven reasons for judgment. One of them was the sins of the prophets. Go to Ezekiel 13, 1-23, and start reading there. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man," Ezekiel here, "prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say that unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord." God wasn't speaking, but yet they were speaking. The Bible says to try the spirits. The Bible says, "Mark those that labor among you. Match them up with the word of God. Carry your Bible to church and make sure the preachers are giving you the word." Thus saith the Lord God, "Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." And saith the Lord God, "Woe unto the foolish prophets," let's read this again, "that follow their own spirit," prophesy out of their own heart, out of their own thoughts. They prophesy what the people want to hear. This is the downfall of a nation. When the church has let down the guidelines by which we are governed by the Holy Spirit of an almighty God, and we go into a compromising fashion, a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. "O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert." The word of God say, "The little foxes destroy the vines. Ye have not gone up into the gaps," listen to me, "neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. You haven't equipped my people for what is coming. You went about to cry, peace, peace," and the word of God says, when you do this, "sudden destruction. The wages of sin is still death." And the nation that forgets God will be judged. You haven't gone in the gaps. You haven't been to breach repair. Neither have you made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity. Talking about the prophets. They have seen vanity and lying divination. They have seen vanity and lying divination. They have going about to prophesy in another spirit, other than the spirit of God. The Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. God said, I haven't sent them. And they made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Blind leading the blind. Going about to copycat and could try to confirm the word spoken by the lying prophets. And all liars shall have their place in the lake of fire. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination, whereas you say, the Lord saith it? Howbeit, I have not spoken. I haven't said this, God says. Therefore, verse 8, saith the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. And it doesn't say they weren't really that they weren't real prophets who originally had been called by God, but see, they were swayed by the people. So they prophesied according to what the people wanted. They had left the precepts of God. They let the lamp of the Lord go out in the house of the Lord. They had made God's house a place of trafficking demon spirits, because a spirit of divination is prophesying in the spirit of a demon. Which they lie. And people believe a lie. And the Word of God says when people believe a lie, that they shall be damned. But the Word of God says, if you know the truth, it'll set you free. It says in verse 9, Ezekiel 13, and my hand shall be upon the prophets to see vanity, and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people. Listen. Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. Ye shall know that I am the Lord God, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there is no peace. And one built up on a wall, and others dabbed it with untempered mortar. In other words, with not being held together by nothing. Nothing was cohesive. They were prophesying on quicksand. They were speaking what thus saith a man rather than what saith the Lord. This is causing the nation of Israel, in this point in time, they was about ready to go into captivity to the Babylonians. God had sent Ezekiel. God had sent Jeremiah. Jeremiah had two separate books. The last one was the Lamentations of Jeremiah. He was crying over his nation. He was weeping over his nation because of the moral decline and their disregard for the things of God. Those that have seduced my people, crying peace, and there was no peace. He said, you've built a wall, but that wall has been dubbed, or the cracks have been filled in with untempered mortar. Say unto them which dub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and yea, O great hailstone shall fall, and stormy winds shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall not be said unto you, where is the dubbing wherewith you have dubbed it? Where's your substance? Where's your confirmation of the prophecies that you spoke? Now, the Bible declares to believe all prophecy, and when they don't come to pass, we disregard them. But the blatant prophecy against God's word is not hard to figure out. If it's not God's word, then it's a lie, because he will always, always confirm his word out of the mouths of two or three. Anybody can say they're a prophet and still misuse the office to prophesy false things to God's people to lead them astray. Woe unto the pastors and the prophets that scatter the sheep of the Lord, that disregard the truth and speak a lie, that they might believe this lie and walk straight into destruction. Instead of crying out to repent, the prophets at this particular time were doing everything they could to tear down Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a true prophet of God. Ezekiel was a true prophet of God, but the people did not like them. The Bible declares, "Beware when men speak good of you." John the Baptist, he was a prophet. The Bible says no greater prophet was there ever than John the Baptist. Jesus spoke this, and he had a message. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make your path straight in the wilderness. He was seemingly a hard man with a hard message, an abrasive message. Was not soft soaping or tiptoeing through the tulips, but telling God's people to prepare ye the way of the Lord. Repent, Jesus said in Revelation, and do your first works over. If my people that are called by my name, the word of God declares, shall humble themselves. The Bible says we'll hear from heaven, he'll heal our land and forgive our sins. They prophesy their own heart of God with lies. They do everything they can to be man pleasers rather than God pleasers. And God will judge false prophets. The Bible declares in Revelation 13, the second beast to come out of the sea was the false prophet of all false prophets. He was the false prophet who will aid the Antichrist in the time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period. Will point directly to the beast and declare that the beast is God. Pure deception. Pure deception. And believe you me, that deception is loose today. Jeremiah's crying, remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Great men of God, Daniel was a prophet. He prayed, God, forgive our nation for their sins. Forgive our nation for disregarding your laws and your precepts. My Lord, help us today. The Word of God declares that a nation will either serve God and regard Him, or they'll come under the fall of tyrants. Woe unto the pastors, preachers. Listen, it lies at the threshold of the church. The message has to come out of the church, not the politically correct message, not the chiming in with every group that comes along, trying to please and pacify everything that comes along. We must preach the word of God. The Bible declares, he told the prophets, he says, do not look at the countenance of the faces. Jeremiah preached and prophesied, and as far as we know, never had one convert. He ended up in mud bogs. The people hated him because they would not regard the truth that this man was speaking unto them. They did everything they could to destroy him. God kept him. Chapter 5, verse 2, our inheritance is turned into strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money, and wood is sold into us. Our own wood, our own water, that which belonged to us, we're now paying for. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and we have no rest. We have given the land to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have bore their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that deliver us out of their hand. They went too far. They had chosen not to regard God. And because the word of God declares that they will not retain God in their knowledge, this is what the Lord says. He says, I'll send them a spirit of strong delusion, a lying spirit will speak over the people, and they'll believe a lie. And false prophets speak lying prophecies. Now listen, this is prevalent today. This is going on right in America, where people set as if nothing is wrong, but everything is all right. And nothing can ever happen to America. We saw back in 2001 what could happen to America. And I believe that was just a shot over the bow. Was ever a time that men and women of God need to be men and women of God and speak what thus saith the Lord, regardless of the consequences. It is now. Seven reasons for judgment: the sins of the prophets, the iniquities of the priests, the shedding of innocent blood, the murdering spirit, the spiritual blindness and spiritual darkness, which precludes the wrong message preached from the pulpits of America. Damnable heresy of including Jesus Christ and including him with every other quote-unquote religion in the world, with the words coexist. Listen to me. He's Lord. He's King of Kings. He's the soon coming King. He is head and shoulders above every other man-made religion and man-made God. They defile themselves with blood. They're unclean, trusting in the heathen rather than still of God, leaning upon the arm of flesh. And God says there's a curse to those that lean and trust in the arm of flesh other than the Spirit of God. Total trust and confidence in him. And I believe the Lord is saying, from such things, turn around and get away from it. Return to my truth. Return to my word. Preachers, start to speak my word again, regardless. If you make tithe payers mad, then speak it anyhow. You don't know our budget. That's a problem in America. Churches are budgeted out. So they feel they have to soft soap in order that the people will still pay the tithes and offerings so they can keep their programs running. When we need to look back through the congregations, and rather than seeing dollar signs and the big tithe payers, everybody's on equal ground. We preach what thus saith the Lord regardless. And God demands this. It's a mandate that we preach what thus saith the Lord. Because money manipulates many churches. And the love of money is root of all evil. Woe to the pastors. Weep for your nation. Weep for our land. Lay between the porch and the altar and cry out that God has mercy on us. Let us repent of our own personal sins and our own lackadaisical attitudes and our own losing our first love of evangelism and love of Christ, the agape love that we spoke about the other day, the unconditional love that we've lost, the love for souls, that's what we're here for, is to speak what thus saith the Lord. If you don't know Jesus tonight, ask him into your heart. Believe that God raised him from the dead. If you need healing by his stripes, you're healed. Salvation is personal. And the Bible says, search it out with trembling and with fear. Call unto me. He says, I'll hear you and I will deliver you. Come unto me, either heavy laden in labor, and I will give you rest. We need intercessors again, more than we have, to pray. Jeremiah prayed for his nation. It's still in the captivity, but he minded God. The people will not turn. People will not listen to Noah. They wouldn't listen to Ezekiel. They wouldn't listen to Jeremiah. They wouldn't listen to Isaiah, Zechariah, Hosea, Amos. They would not listen to God's true prophets, but went about to hear a prophet that would give them sweet words. We need the truth. We need the truth. Pray for your nation.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthinthword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall endure.